As tensions with Iran continue to escalate, all eyes are on the Strait of Hormuz. Nearly 30 million barrels of oil go through the narrow strait each day. That's double the entire oil production of the United States. And as Iran threatens to retaliate for the killing of top General Qassem Soleimani, analysts are predicting that Iran may attack oil tankers as it's done before, leading to a potential surge in prices. For more, let's bring in Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, we're seeing oil prices are up about 4% today following this U.S. attack. Of course, we're all worried about human casualties, but how worried should people be about the potential disruption to oil today?
Well, oil's Iran's biggest weapon as it relates to the rest of the world. It can wage what we would call an asymmetric war. You wouldn't see a war with the United States in a traditional sense because the United States has overwhelming power. But Iran's got proxies all over the region, many of which are funded by oil. And as you mentioned, a lot of oil goes through the Strait of Hormuz, which at its closest point, its narrowest point is about 21 miles. When you think there's two channels, right? One goes out of the Persian Gulf and one goes into it. That's very, very narrow. And using traditional weapons, the Iranians can either target a tanker or mine the strait, which they've said they're going to do. So 4% is not a massive rise in the price of oil. Yeah. It's not normal, but it indicates that the world is not fully alarmed yet. It is somewhat alarmed that this could lead to more escalation.
Also wondering about countries like China and India. 80% of the crude oil that goes through the strait passes through that strait goes through to Asia. If Iran does disrupt shipments there as it did this summer, how might Asia actually be affected?
So that's a tricky one because those Asian countries actually have always bought oil from Iran, even when it was under embargo. So Iran's not looking to upset its best clients. But at the moment, Iran has limited options. Its economy is suffering. Qassem Soleimani, by some accounts, may have been the second most powerful person in Iran, probably for the last 20 years. So this is very, very, very serious for Iran. The United States sometimes has a drone attack and takes some leader out of some group. And it's, you know, amongst people who think about these things a lot, it's important. This is actually a big deal. So I think we can expect some response from Iran, but I'm sure they are all sitting around in Tehran calculating what the response can be that doesn't actually hurt Iran more.
Yeah, Iran is promising retaliation. They're in a frail position. Inflation is around 36%. Yeah. We also know there was a 50% gas hike in Iran. They implemented after the tamp down of domestic demand. But I want to talk with the little bit of time I have with you about Iraq for a moment. We're seeing videos circulating on social media that Iraqis are celebrating the death of Soleimani today. Why are they celebrating?
Well, because Soleimani was the representative, the military representative of Iran. Iraq is a mostly Shiite country. Iran is sort of the Vatican for Shiite Muslims. So a lot of the Shiites are very, very upset about this. There are Sunnis all through Iraq, which is why ISIS was actually formed, to protect the Sunnis in Iraq. They are celebrating. So watching video of people celebrating or not celebrating today needs to come with a lot of context. There are definitely some people in Iraq who are happy with Qassem Soleimani's death. There are probably a lot more who are unhappy about it. Iraq is one of those places where Shiite, Sunni tensions loom large, and they're larger today than they've been in a long time.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thank you.
My pleasure.